Test. All right. Raw Mind Sports is live and direct. Talk about a few state championship games in North Carolina. I also have the head coach, state champion himself, Coach Antoine Pittman of the North Pitt Girls out of Bethel, North Carolina. With that being said, you know I got raw thoughts, but I'm going to let them give their thoughts, though. As what I always say, hit my music.
You're on time to talk sports with Raw Mind. Game day, who plays with updates of all kinds? From press box to sideline. Who got cut? Who got signed? Who's clutch when it's crunch time? The starting lineup or the pine? These athletes compete some without even trying. You want a championship? You gotta grind. When them bright lights shine and this game go nine, they gon' cover the story, not quite like Ryan. Exclusive interviews, dudes plug like Mike Line. He's got the inside scoop of why who got fined. Prime time, got the game statistics. I could say, if you wasn't at the game, you missed it. But now Raw Mind Sports covers the distance. Front row, that's close like a coach's assistant. You wanna be in the know? Eyes open and listen. This is Raw Mind Sports, another edition.
All right. I'm back. I don't know if there was technical difficulties or not. With that being said, this show is sponsored by Siobhan Joyner. She's with Paparazzi. She has her own business website. Visit her. This is scan the QR code. Use the promo code RawMind. Get a 15% discount right now. She has affordable nickel and lead free accessories. Contact her through the QR code. Appointments only. She's flexible. Be ready to work with you. You know, she's your independent paparazzi business leader. She has fun, fabulous nickel and lead free accessories to avoid allergic reactions. Interested in working with her or interested in purchasing? This is her number. Well, not number. This is her flyer. And also visit her website at paparazzi, PARAZZIACCESSORES.com. But her website number is #142975. So with that being said, I hope everybody's doing well today. Welcome to Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. And we got the head coach himself coming on in a few. North Pitt head coach, girls head coach, Coach Antoine Pittman coming on. I was down there at the state championship watching them guys pull off the victory to bring it back to the East Coast of North Carolina. So with that being said, before I start anything at the very moment right now, I want to talk about two games. You know, Farmers Central, man. I want to talk about Farmers Central. Takes a tough loss to Reedsville. My God, Pat Jim, Pat Arena, Pat Place. Couldn't ask for a better game. Came down to the wire. Came down to the last shot. It was missed. It was a shot by MJ Williams that led him into overtime. Reedsville was up by 3 points. But MJ comes down and finds a way to get it done and gets them to overtime. We just think we may see another championship come back to Farmer Central. But then with some big plays by their point guard, Sharp, and the big man down low, the MVP of the game, you know, Kendre Harrison, but made some big plays down the stretch and during the game, some big blocks that he made during the game to get them guys to where they're at. But, you know, Farmer Central will be back. I tell you one thing, Reedsville will be back. And Raw Thoughts, and I have to keep it real on the show, Raw Thoughts, Raw Mind. Shout out to Reedsville and a few other teams, but Reedsville has great athletes at the school. Reason why? Because you have three guys who play football who was in the state championship. Then they come back and play basketball, and they're in the state championship. You couldn't ask for nothing better out of those kids, man. That coming off the football field, star players on the football field to come play basketball, is a whole nother level, like to switch from different sports like that and transition, because the style of play is completely different. The game, the heart, the knowledge is there, but you have to get your body in different mindset when it comes to basketball and football. And you got to shout it out to have those two guys, not three guys, playing football to come and actually play basketball too as well. And they all still go to the state championship. Can't ask for nothing better. With that being said, that's one more topic we're going to go to, man. Wilson Prep wins a third state championship in 4 years in the last 10th of seconds. You couldn't ask for nothing better. I'm actually going to have Coach, I call him Lil Ackerson, on the show tomorrow for his interview, and he's going to be discussing his reign, the game he just played, you know, situation of basketball. Probably talk about that with Antoine, Coach Antoine Pittman as well in a few minutes. But I want to say that there, because 0.6 seconds, they find a way to pull it off. And you can ask for that better when you see a team actually wield their weight in the last seconds, especially when you're down and you have to make these free throws to win the state championship. That's a whole nother case in that scenario. But I'm going to let Coach Lil Ackerson talk about that tomorrow. He'll be able to talk about him and his party boys. It's what they call him at Wilson Prep. But before I also get started, if I bring on our next guest real quick, I would like to introduce you to one of our family partners. Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Use the promo code RawMind. Use the promo code Raw Thoughts. That's on Cool Geese. That's another partner, by the way. Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Essential Collections by Monica Ritz. Use the promo code RawMind. Use the promo code RawMind. You get a 15% discount. She has handmade products. She's Dr. Ritz now, by the way. Created her own products. She felt that was someone's a need for her children, that's which ended up leading to a huge business in what she's doing now, from skin conditioner to cold bombs to seductress skin care for men, women, beard balm. She has a lot of things. Use the promo code RawMind. Visit the website down low, by the way, when you're looking at it. You know, give her a shout out. You know, she also has her products in multiple stores that are in the area. So check her out, Essential Collection by Monica Ritz. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook at the same time. So without further ado, I would like to bring on, I guess, you know, and I got quite a few questions for him in a good way. Raw Thoughts, I hope he's ready for me. And I'm getting all my stuff situated here. Raw Thoughts. One thing about Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts, we're going to move it like this. We're going to make sure we have everything sitting in the perfect spot. So with that being said, let me bring on my guest. Bum, 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 bum. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me bring on Coach Antoine Pittman. Mr. Pittman, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You coming off a state championship run, you know. North Pitt was phenomenal this season. You played against an East Burke team. So before I get started, man, before I even get into the state championship, I want to bring up these questions, man. How long you been in North Pitt, by the way?
This is my third year.
Third year in North Pitt. Like, how have you seen the growth in your team?
Those girls have, you know, made strides not only as basketball players but young women. To see, you know, where they were when I first took the job. You know, the senior group, they were rising sophomores under Coach Knight. They tremendous growth, you know, as people first. You know, I'm a people, you know, better people, better athletes, you know. So
no doubt about that.
Yeah, with their growth, man, it was just destined to happen in basketball. So that, you know, that was good.
So I know you were saying something, I think, the other day in the back behind the scenes, you know, after you got off the court. You know, I know you love football and now you're into basketball. What made you love basketball now, you know, although you was a football guy, you know, coming out of your area?
Well, I played basketball and football as well. It was just forward in high school, you know, more opportunities were football than basketball, but basketball is my first love. My dad was a basketball coach for 20 some years. He coached in the military as well. So I just always been around basketball. Football was just, I was just really good at it. But basketball was always the first love.
All right, so I got another question for you now. This was the first summer with this team overall. You had Jordan Spell as a freshman coming onto this team. What was the first conversation or the exact first day of practice like for this team before everything got started?
We just set our goals. You know, our goals were, you know, win the regular season, conference championship, you know, win the regular season, the tournament championship, and then compete for a state title. You know, we want, our goal was to add a banner inside our gym, inside the den. So, you know, the girls checked that last check on Saturday, you know, they put it up on the board and made sure they checked it because, you know, we did hit all our goals.
So now I want to also go to this on the Raw side. Like, we know y'all guys lost three games. And, like, how did those games define you to where you're at? Like, those are some tough games, I would like to say. But, I mean, you the coach, so you would know more about your team and stuff. Like, how did that, like, help prepare you guys to the next level? And what you think about those teams?
The three teams we lost to, Terry Sanford competed for a state championship. That was first game of the season. We were a brand-new team. So, we were just learning, you know, who we are, what we can do. You know, adjustments had to be made. Just happened that we played a really tough team. But Terry Sanford, 3A runner-up. Then we lost to Morris Catholic, which was the number six team in the nation. And they
number six team in the nation.
In the nation. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay. We'll make sure our viewers heard that. Gotcha.
Yeah. Me and Maya Pardo, they're nationally ranked guards out of New Jersey. So, you know, we played them pretty tough. We lost to them. And then we lost to South Central, who was the regional 3A runner-up that lost to Terry Sanford. So those are our three losses against quality opponents. They just taught us how, you know, adjustments we needed to make in big-time games. You know, I saw growth from individuals who made mistakes or got kind of down in those big games. They didn't do that during our playoff run.
So we're
excited about that.
And which they did, no question about that. So since you said something about growth, like in the midst of the year, was it like a player that you seen? I mean, we of course we know Jordan and Zam, Zamaria was there. But like, was it some players on that team that I haven't discussed or we haven't like, doesn't get a lot of notarization that really made some growth during the season?
Johnny's Chance. You know, she tough-minded, you know, hard-working. She blue-collar. You know, she's not going to, you know, require a lot of attention. But she does everything right, like defensively. She hits big-time shots. She can go through the film all season, number five for us. She's hit big-time three-pointers, made defensive stops. You know, be that tough-nosed leader, you know, when we need it. So she's like an unsung hero for our program who really doesn't get the acknowledgement that she should.
And no question. So before I go into another question, I want to talk about like East Burton North Pitt game. So you get to state championship, and when I'm looking at these numbers and stats way before the game, I'm like, man, I don't think, I guess I'm right. I don't think East Burton has seen a knockout punch, the Mike Tyson, the Muhammad Ali punch that you guys, North Pitt, was giving out. And especially with your strength of schedule, and the three teams you lost to, which you said were definitely qualified, number six in the nation with Morris Catholic. You know, you lost Terry Sampler, the runner-up team, and then South Central was the regional runner-up. So, you know, you played against guys that were, like, super, super competitive and pretty much was good. But if I look at East Burt's schedule before the playoffs, I say, and I'm looking at it right now, you know, East Burt played against Stevens, that was 17-11. Madison was 16-10. Though these are the playoff games. 23-6, 16-12. All right, I'm going to losing to the regular season. They played against East or West, South Caldwell. I might got it wrong right here. 10-16, Patton 3-22, Drone 9-17, Northeast Conover 8-18, Bunker Hill 6-19, Lincolnton 5-20. West Lincolnton 10-16, West Caldwell 1-22. Then the playoffs, of course, the strength of schedule went up. They play against Stevenson 17-11, 16-10. They play against a team, Monroe, in the first round of playoffs 11-16. McDowell was 23-6. So at first, when I looked at the team in regular season, I say to myself, like, did they even play anybody, you know, to get there? But then when I look in the playoffs, I guess I have to see the other team's schedule to like see if they really were strong and scheduled on that end. So I'm looking at their schedule and saying, like, I don't know if they've seen a team like this in the competition that they played. But what was your mindset going into the state championship? And I'm quite sure you probably did your research and stuff yourself.
Yeah, so I definitely did some research. They played, Salisbury was the state champion last year in 2A, and so they played them really tough. So I knew that they were a quality team because I know what Salisbury and their coach brings to the table. So we just had to make sure that we were prepared when we knew they were going to play hard. They were 31-0 for a reason, regardless of, you know, strength of schedule. You know, you still got to finish
play
the
game.
So yeah. So you know, on film they just popped off as a well-coached, disciplined team who was going to make the right plays, do the right thing, and not give up. And they showed that in the state championship.
Yeah, and that shout-out to my guy Demetrius Foreman, man. That's my main man from the area. He said he should have gave y'all the 4A crown, coach. That's what he said. All right, so my last question, man, before I give you the floor as well. You know, Zam is gone. How do you feel about next season with Jordan coming off the MVP, her sophomore season? And who do you expect to be big next season for this North Pitt team? Any ideas, any secrets we need to know about? Raw thoughts?
Of course, Jordan. Lightfoot is going to be big. She's going to have a great offseason playing travel ball, you know, getting her body conditioned. So she's going to be big for us. And a lot of people don't know that Zamaria has a younger sister, Zakiria Jones, and she's a track athlete, but she's a basketball player as well.
So Zamaria has a younger sister, mm-hmm. and her name is Zakiria. Oh, boy. Okay.
She was a freshman. She was a freshman. She couldn't play in the state because she had a concussion in the fourth round. She got a concussion, so she couldn't play. But that freshman class is going to be big. I don't want to start calling names because – all of them are going to be vital to what we do. I just want our freshman group to have a great off season, and you know, right now I told them to go play another sport, take a break from basketball, and you know, go have fun. Yeah, I still want my athletes to be high school students, and you know, enjoy, have friends, and you know, they are kids, so
right.
It's not all about basketball. I want them to enjoy their high school experience, so you know, have a healthy balance.
So, yeah, I agree with that. So, like, what's your mindset and what's anything you want to say right now on your mind before I let you off in your busy schedule?
I just want to thank North of the River community for accepting me and my family, accepting the old football coach, what they say, being a basketball coach, and, you know, let's go try to do this thing again next year.
Oh, man. And with that being said, Coach Pittman, good luck to next year. Got a sophomore season coming up with Jordan and these amazing freshmen. As you said, it's going to be vital, but we don't know the names yet. But I'm quite sure we're going to be talking about them next year. That being said, good luck. And as you said, for your players, you relax and have you some fun for a second outside of basketball.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's it, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank
you. All right, man. That was Coach Pittman giving us his future and also talk about what has happened and what has came, saw, and conquered for the young North Pitt Panthers actually winning their state championship, 2A state championship. My main man, Demetrius Foreman, said they should have gave them the 4A title. They're going to be a good team. They're going to be around for a while. I'm just ready to see who's going to be next, who's going to play against them, who's going to give it to them. You know, I just think those North Pitt teams are going to be good. They're going to be in a good conference next season. You know, they're still going to be probably playing in the wall, of course, the wall invitational. So, I'm excited to see what this team going to do now. You know, the farewell tour exam is booked, is closed. So we'll see. With that being said, man, magazine of Wilson Prep Tigers and that's pretty much all I got. Sorry for the delay. Testing. Something happened right here, people. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. Small delay, folks. Small delay. My apologies. Miss technical difficulties. Make a long story short, I got Little Atkinson of Wilson Prep coming in tomorrow. Be ready for his exciting episode. And he talks about 3 out of 4 years of winning the state championship at Wilson Prep. He talks about the last tenth of a second, you know, skin crawling, gut wrenching, you know. Don't know what's going on in his mind at the moment, and it happened. So, with that being said, you already know what time it is. Subscribe to Raw Mind Sports on all podcast platforms. Let me know who you want me to interview, whether it's local or wherever else. But definitely, I would love to interview anybody in the 252, 919, whoever, Pitt, Wilson, Edgecombe, whatever. Whatever the sport. Don't matter the sport. I love to make sure I'm giving everybody the insightful opportunity to get resources out there to help any child out. With that being said, Raw Mind and Coach out. Raw Mind, Raw Thoughts is out.